I was 1936, that must have been. 1936.
Right.
And I was just in my 16th year. Right, I'd just left school and started work in town. So I had to then go up by workmen's, as it was. I believe it was a costly sum. I think, if I can remember rightly, I think it was 1 and 3.
1 shilling and 3 pence.
Yes, old money.
Return?
Yes, return.
Amazing.
Aren't that amazing? Yeah. And mind you, they used to get up there just as quick as we do now.
Did you?
If you got a fast one,
that didn't
stop at every station, you did get up within 25 minutes.
So there were fast trains?
They were. They were very few and far. You used to have to keep the local one, and it would stop all the way down to King's Cross,
yeah.
Finsbury Park,
yeah.
You know, Haringey, you name it, on there. But so I carried on working in town. My brother did as well.
He was
an accountant,
right.
And he worked at Holborn's in Theobald's Road. Mm. And he did, but as I say, the stores at that time, there was the old stores, and it was a old hangar,
yeah.
And which was the food hoarder in Parkway, yeah. Where Rowan House is now.
Yeah.
And it was a one-story building. And they had a lovely restaurant on the corner, and the road used to come down from the White Bridge down into Bridge Road.
Through.
We never had the campus as such, never, onto there. That was the time when they built the cherry tree, because that was a wooden building at Rensselaer, and they built that. And I remember before then, Phyllis Kitley used to do a dancing school. And they used to have dances once a week.
There was a ballroom.
Kitley, in the ballroom dancing.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the ballroom over there.
I see.
So that was my earliest recollections of the Garden City, really. But as I say, the old stores were absolutely...
Yes.
Well, I do fly the flag for the old stores, really.
Yeah.
In a lot of respects. But it was great. It really was. Then... They built the new store on the piece of ground where we used to go to catch the train in the morning. We used to do that as a shortcut, get across there. Because it's not looking like it was now, because there were woods there. Right, they were straight down. And they built the new store, and I think that was... I remember that opening in about June. I think...
1939.
It was just before the war.
1939.
Just before the war even started, and everybody said it would be a white elephant and that. But it was a wonderful store, really. It had everything in.
Even then?
Even then.
Yes.
It really did.
Yes.
I mean, I knew many impressive. Of the people in there. Because that's where I met my husband, actually.
How?
Because he was at Welling Department Store since 1934.
Was he?
Yes,
he was.
He was the a buyer of the greengrocery and the floristry.
Oh, I see.
And he worked actually until he retired. He was there 44 years.